I think that following back up on something Jay mentioned in terms of educating the business partners, one offshoot or side benefit we've seen of doing risk assessments is when you do engage the business partners, when you explain the process, they learn more about the compliance program and I think become engaged in the program and own the program more overall. So I think that's a side benefit. I mean, you get the risk assessment information from them, but it also, they get, okay, this is how we're analyzing it. This is how we're thinking about it. And it helps them take ownership in those action plans and mitigation steps that you're talking about. I think in terms of developing action plans, it all goes back to analyzing risks the right way and figuring out like how to prioritize things and getting people talking using the same terminology. So, if you're looking enterprise-wide, whether you're looking at privacy or whether you're looking at environmental risk, and you're talking to people in different locations and trying to develop a global solution or seeing if it's going to be a local solution, but making sure that you can compare apples to apples. And then I think coming up with, in terms of developing action plans, coming up with action plans that are specific, that have time limits, that have an owner, that are really something that you can measure and sort of monitor as being completed, I think are key things. And, while we're talking about the way some big companies do it, I think this is scalable to smaller companies too out there for our audience, and we'll go through some specifics of that in the next slide. But all of these concepts you can think about in terms of identifying risk, talking to business owners, these apply regardless of how large or small your organization is.